Simon Shinayin Bays, Rav Mishabrusif, involved Mishabrusif Kut Nun Aleph. So he said that the person who's Mechatzar, the people in their Chatzar, is not 10 Tvachim high. So as far as they're concerned, this Kaisel is not like a different Rishos, and therefore they can be use it even for Kalim Sheshav Shabbat. Why do the day next for them the top of the wall is the same equivalent as the ground? Because it's not 10 tefachim high, and it's easy to use. But the other one is also the mishdamish. There even kelim sheshavs bechotzer. So the question is why kelim sheshavs bechotzer? Kelim sheshavs bechotzer, you understand. We don't understand why they can't, the people living in the lower chotzer, they can't even use this wall for the kelim b'shavis b'chotzer. Why is that about? Because since the other chotzer can take kelim from the house to the wall, if this one, the lower one, also uses the mechitza, with kelim from which is shavas b'chatzur, v'yirishus shneim shaletas b'mechitza zuzah. Now both are using the same wall. Mele yosar rishon lo hitzim b'bayis the mechitza. So how can we allow him to take kelim from the bayis to this wall if we're saying that the people over here can use this wall when it's shayach to this place? So you can't take from there if it's just shayach to this place. Kimasheru kalecha echaleatzma. Both can't use it. So now, so who do we give it to? If we give it to the, so the one which is easier to use gets the right to use it, which is the upper chotzer. The upper one, the higher one, is the one which is easier to use, so they get the rights to use it. Okay.
Where is this?
Mr. Berman, and this is Cotton and Bates.
Thank you.
Mesefer Evan Oizer B'Shem Rashba, make all the shnat, the shen lishtam mishbar, bekelim shashabsa b'chotzer. Comes along the Rashba, he quotes B'Shem the Rashba, that says, but that's the Gabi by kelim from the bayis, but the Gabi kelim from the chotzer, the kelim of this chotzer can use this machit, you can use the top of the wall. In a case where it's not for tefachim high, so both can use it. The high belay makom patur, because then it's a case where makom patur both can use. Okay, Zion. Nifritz hakotzer. So there's a two chatzeros, and they have a wall in between, and the wall in between had a breakthrough. So adesar amos harel kipesach till up to 10. If the break is less up to 10 amos, so we look at it as a doorway. Now the doorway. So if you have two chetzeris and there's a doorway in between, they have a right to be ma'arv separately. They have a right to be ma'arv together because you can access one to the other. They can be ma'arv either way. But that can't be the full wall is totally broken away. In other words, the width of the chetzer is less than 10 amas, and then the total wall is gone, even though it's less than 10 amas, that's not a doorway, that's the two chatzeres become one. If the breakthrough is more than 10 amas wide, so it's one big chatzer, and therefore the only way they can do it is by everybody joining into the same eruv. So obviously, if the height of the chotzer is not, the height of the mechitz in between is not 10 tefachim high, that's not a mechitza. So it's all one mechotzer. So they have to be ma'arv as one. Up to 10 includes 10, not more than 10, but 10 amos is still considered a doorway. If there's a door in between, you can either be ma'arv together because you have access from one to the other. You can be ma'arv separately, but it's only if it's not the whole wall is missing. Surely a nifritz b'miluah, the nifritz b'miluah, if it's totally open, if the pochas miyastam is even less than 10 amos, tzirchus the arv yachad dafka. Then they have to do it. It's one chotzer, and you have to be marv together. Bimi luo. Totally. So, balkein, binan, shishtar, mikol tzad mashu. So either you have to have each side, something is left. I mean, said echad pas arba tzvachim, or there's something which is on one side of a here part of the wall, which is four tzvachim wide. Roichah begavas eser, sorry, with 10 tzvachim tall and four tzvachim wide. The avochi reuke who commotion if it's be milur. Those if you don't have anything on both sides, or you have only on one side, but it's fairly wide, so that's called the wall is still there. Seem like I have. It's not totally open. There's three tefachim left over here. Nothing left over there. That's not good enough. There has to be something which would have a halachic status of a wall. So chotzer two chalachayim, two sides are like two chalachayim. It's like two. So that would stop the chotzer.
It would stop the chotzer.
You make it as if it's two separate chotzeres.
So
Vine Leo Basimin said that you can be Marab separately. Vine Leo Basimin Shin Sama Gimel Sipes, Mishabura, Mashuk Savnu, Bazet. We spoke about this before. Okay. If it's more than 10 Amas, in the Beyoshim Yasser, Perish. Well, the Phil Nisha brought me a coastal Mikan and Mikan. There's walls on both sides. Not only that, the walls are Kifli Kifli, Mimash and Ophel, that they're much larger than the mount which fell. It was a very long wall. It was 50 amas wide, and now 20 amas are left here, and 19 amas are left here, and there's 11 amma opening. So this is twice as much as that almost. And 19 doesn't make a difference because it's more than 10. It's a problem. A kol choshev kanofel, looks like the whole wall is missing. Veins of pesach el appeared, so the whole wall is broken open. So they have to be ma'arav as one. Yachad nontes b'mirav kolechel atzmai osun zehav zeh if. Do separate out the two groups, so neither one can carry. Achenim also tzuras a pesach b'mokum harpirtza, chashuv kepesach b'mrotzu marvinstein. But tzuras a pesach would solve that problem. Now there's a wall in between. There's a halachic wall, and they can separate and make separate eruvin. If the mechitza is not 10 tefachim high, imen b'neim, who adin im kol mechitza gavoy asar tefachim, it's 10 tefachim high. There's one point where it goes below 10 tefachim, and that open that area with over 10 tefachim is over 10 amas wide. So it's not only if you have an opening in there, or the whole thing is too low. You have everything is very high. Over here, it's too low. And if it's more than 10 amas, it's not there. You have a wall which is 10 tefachim high from both sides. So now it's like two separate chateres. Well, what happened was with Hemid, Eitzel HaKosel Sulam put a ladder there. Rochav Arbo, which is four tefachim wide, so it's the equivalent of the doorway is at least four tefachim wide. Chen Kenedon, there's another ladder on the other side. So now a person can climb up side A and climb down side B. So he can the wall no longer acts as the separation between the two of them. There's a doorway there. There's a way. Same way there'd be a door in the wall. There's an access. The access is the ladders on both sides. Even if the ladders are not exactly parallel on the two sides to each other, they're somewhat staggered. If the gap between the two is less than 3 tefachim this way, so it's like they're crossing each other. It's a doorway. We're not going to ask you to climb up this side and then jump down. That's not called access. So the only access is going to be if there's a ladder on both sides. So you can climb up this side and then climb down that side.
So how does that change the halacha?
So now it's a doorway.
Okay.
So now we can marav as one. The two chazers can marav as one because there's a doorway. So even if they're not exactly opposite each other, they're somewhat staggered, but that's okay as long as they're within 3 tefachim each other.
And because everybody has access to use that
both ladder. Sides. Both sides, right? And it's accessible from both sides. How you maflogim zeg mikenegetze, shleisha. if they were staggered more than three tefachim apart, then so then now what happens? He's like, well, it's no good. Well, there is one eighth. If the wall is very wide, you can climb up, walk on the wall, and climb on the other side.
Right.
If the wall is four tefachim wide, adayin chashuv and kepesach, we count it as a wall, as a door, because you can walk along the top of the wall and go down the other side where all the ladder is. If the wall is not four tefachim wide, you can't consider this like a door because you can go up this side, but that one either. There's that thing over there. It's too narrow to walk over there. You have to jump down. Now, why are we worried about that somebody in Shabbos might move the ladder away? And therefore, this door is not really a door. A door which you can remove in the middle of Shabbos is not really a door. So, Meis HaSulam Omer, when is this said? K'sheyesh arbo shlivas. It has four steps to it. So that's usually heavy enough that people, that size ladder was heavy enough that people would leave it in place. Abba Pachos Mekanim is less than four shlivas. Loy. Then it's not a good doorway because people might move it away. Elim Kein Zroisov Ushlivosov Kvedos. Unless the specific ladder was built in such a way, there's a very heavy ladder. Shoz Kovdoi Kovay. Its weight will be Kveyat. Shlivas are the rungs, and Zroisov are the sides of the ladder. So when the Zroisov and the Shlivas are both heavy, so that the ladder, therefore, it's heavier than your average ladder, and you're going to leave it there. If the wall is only 10 tefachim high, v'zoykev sulam gavoya shiva umashu b'meshach arbo, it's 4 tefachim wide. It's only 7 and a mashu high. Eitzel akosel next to the wall. So matiroi. So now you've accomplished that again. You could it's a little bit to the top. It's like you can go over the top. It allows you to
Dr. Cooper. Rabbi Rangel said you're out of town.
Okay.
It's raining.
So, what? Now that it's a doorway, so you can the two chateras can be ma'arv together. And it also allows you to be mishtamish on top of the wall, because this is considered part of the chotzer. So, kelim which are in the bayis, if you made an erev, let's say on that side, kelim which are in the bayis. You can take out from the bayis and go on top of that wall, use the top of that wall. That wall is considered part of the Malkum Tashmish, because you have access to it. It's equivalent to the case we had before, where the wall was lower and therefore it's easier to use. Well, it's not lower, but there is a way to get to the top, so that's the same thing. So that's it, but that's only if each one did their own Erev. But if they, because they both did an Erev, of course you can use the top of the wall. Let's say Okar Chulya Mirosh HaKosel Lemato Megev Asara. You took a piece out of the wall. The wall was, let's say, I don't know, less than 4 tefachim wide, and you chopped into the wall a depression, and you carved out a piece out of the wall. So the wall is here, and this spot over here, it goes in like this, and it has a step there. So you've carved in...
Where, the bottom of the wall?
Not the bottom, the middle of the wall. Here it is.
So what does that help you? You have to be able to reach that.
So that is... makes it that it's easier for a person to access... The person from that side... He doesn't have to access something which is 10 tefachim high, it's something lower. And then from there to the next thing is also less than 10 tefachim. If it's 4 tefachim wide, so mahani, it works. Bein la sosa kepesach, la rav yachad, it acts as a doorway. Because now I can climb up to the wall, and I can, if it's on both sides, So I can step up to there and then step up to the top of the wall. It's a little bit larger step, but I can do it. So you can use the wall. Remember, Arba, it's not for talking wide. You cannot use it as a doorway to make an Erev together. You can't use the rest of the wall. What you can use is the place where it was. You have this depression in. So that area is Nichal Tashmishte. So that part of the castle is called Nichal Tashmishte. So that's like part of the chotzer. And if I can take things from the house, put it on there. But the rest of the wall is not Nichal Tashmishte, because this doesn't really give you access to the rest of the wall. So it's not like a doorway, which it's not four tefachim wide, which would be the way you'd say a doorway to allow you to access the rest of the wall. So I can't use the top of the wall this would not allow me to use the rest of the top of the wall. Okay, so there's some shabbos over here, and I can finish all of them. Let me start. Samech Aleph. Okay, so you have a wall which is between two chatzeres, and it's 10 tefachim high on both sides. The shnei, everyone's learning from shnei tzadim. On both sides, it's 10 tefachim high. The main b'neim shloisha. She was there, connected set. If it's less than 3 tefachim between each side, so then we consider that the two sides are exactly parallel to each other. So now you have a doorway. You can go up this side and go down. You can go up the ladder on this side and go down the ladder on that side. Chashiva kepesach. We brought some arba nyachad. If you want, it's a doorway. You can make it one area. Shechol ma'alas ulayr mechotzezeh lechotzezeh b'derech ha'salam. You can go from one side to the other through the ladders. Marsha salam must magim l'rasha kosel. They reach the top of the wall. They reach at least within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. So
he's comparing putting these ladders the same way as you would make a door in the wall and going from one to the other. He's putting
Correct.
It on the same level.
Correct. We're saying that since you have ladders on both sides, so it's very easy to just climb up this side and go down that side. It's like you have an access. So the access is equivalent to a door.
A lot of people who would feel very, very comfortable walking through a door that would not necessarily, for whatever reason, not feel comfortable going up a ladder on top of a wall and climbing down the other way. I mean, the like older person, let's say. It's not the same, they say not shavu l'chol adam. I mean, not some people have fear of heights. Some people are older. Some people, children. I mean, you wouldn't let your kid walk up there and climb down if he's very young. To put him on the same level is hard for me to understand.
Right. The point is, at the same time, we created a reality that there is a way to mishtamish one chutzah to the other. There's access. So even though it's
not an easy access.
Right. Or that's where Chazal said that would be. They felt that was enough of an access to be Arab together.
Seems like they always want to find heterim. That's good. I like it.
Okay. I prefer chumras.
Okay. Oh, you do? Okay.
Shloisha.
Must be hard for you to teach.
Very very
stuff.
Difficult. Yeah. Shloisha tefachim. If they're parallel to each other, not perfectly parallel, but a little bit staggered, but within 3 tefachim of each other. So going up the ladder this side and going down this side, there's a gap. It's less than 3 tefachim. Who are then feeling how you move tuva? If they are there, so we say like this: if they're opposite each other or within 3 tefachim, that's okay. Let's say they're not. Say if the wall is 4 tefachim wide, we say go up, walk, go down. Well, how far? Well, what about the one ladder is here, one ladder is all the way to the other end? Also good. Even if it's muflik harbe. But then for them, your muflik harbe tuva is very distant, as long as it's within the wall is wide enough to walk on, so that's good enough. It's 4 tefachim wide. You could use it. You could walk on top of the wall. It's talking about that the ladder was heavy enough that it had four, it was large enough, it had four rungs. Usually a ladder of that size, that proportion, was heavy. You would not take it away.
They didn't have aluminum ladders in those days. They were heavy wood, so they were heavy.
Right. Okay. Since it's staying there, we consider it like a pesach. However, pochus mekandoi, samel zayin. The kibur nenoyach litlam mishom b'shabbos. You can take it away.
Shanoach.
Havi kamoi kimishenu. So it's like it's not there. Poshadim hukavua b'masrim lekas. However, if it's attached. Or if it's kvedus, yosim mikvia rogel, venonoch litlit misham, it's heavier than usual. So even though it's only three rungs, but it's heavy, and so I can take it away. Now if the wall is, so the wall is only 10, elasor. And the point is, it has to be within three tefachim of the top. So you tell me the ladder is 7 and a mashu, the top of the wall was 10. If the wall is 11, you'd have to have 8 and a mashu. So you say, lo, because it's within three tefachim of the top of the wall. Obviously, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. It's going on the ladder. Shiachzik meshach roch by 4 tefachim. It has to be 4 tefachim wide. B'chanal b'reish asif. B'shenazel shir pesach. That's what the doorway is. B'mudim shal sulam shatkum b'shlibes behem. Gam kem istar from the shir set. We don't just count the width of the rungs. We count the posts on the sides. V'abeh shlibes ein behem shir. How thick the steps have to be, that's not, you know, not how thick this way, how wide this way. You know, you step on it, you have to step on something which is, a certain width, no.
What do you mean?
There's no requirement how wide the rungs have to be, how deep across, deep back, front to back they have to be. So you put it by the wall. The case over here was that the ladder was put directly up and down on the wall. And it's 4 tefachim wide, straight up and down. You're going to go up the ladder. It's only if the ladder is straight up and down. The top of the ladder has to reach within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. Well, now, if the ladder's at an angle, it's only 7.5 and the wall is 10 tefachim high, you're not going to reach within 3 tefachim of the height, because you're going to put it at an angle. In this case, they told me it was straight up and down. When you put it at an angle, you have to make the ladder that much longer. The main point is that the top of the ladder reaches within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. So then you're allowed to use at least Shama Shalom Ben Larviach. Shama Shalom Elisulam Echad is that Echad. There's only one ladder, so that side can use the top of the wall. And for them, it's like the case we had before where the wall was lower. And for them, it's an easy access type of a wall, so they can use that wall. The other side can't use it, cannot use it. And if there's ladders on both sides, they can marv together. And again, it has to be meshach arbo. Look at this. Let's hold it here. Mayan hay. So we're picking up from discussing the case where there was a cut into the wall.
They ever discussed the possibility of you